Welcome to Chapter 1 of Doing Ethics in Media, Theories and Practical Applications. We start by asking what sounds like an in-your-face question. What's your problem? We don't mean it quite that way. When we ask, what's your problem, we're asking you to recognize the specific dilemma that you face. You leave yourself with a clearly stated question to be answered. I heard a teacher once say, you can't come back from a place you've never been to. What that teacher meant was that you can't explain something you don't understand, and you're not likely to find a defensible solution to a moral dilemma if you don't recognize the dilemma. You'll find that many of the questions we face are not right versus wrong or good versus evil. Oftentimes, the real moral dilemmas are right versus right questions. In fact, we begin this book with a pair of case studies that are right versus right questions. Study those cases carefully because they'll pop up later in the book. As you work through defining the question, what's your problem, you may find that some situations are not moral dilemmas at all. They may be much simpler questions based on practical or craft-based considerations. We call these non-moral questions, not to be confused with immoral. But we often find ourselves facing real ethical dilemmas, questions that ask us to choose among our loyalties, or among the people or groups we're loyal to. These are questions of applied ethics, of being able to connect a moral theory to a real moral problem. In this chapter, we'll talk about how to move beyond what our gut says when making decisions and instead do some serious thinking. You'll move beyond decisions based solely on your own prejudices and sometimes beyond what authority tells you is right or wrong. We ask you to use science, or at least be science-like. A good decision maker gathers evidence and is objective when reaching conclusions that can hold up to public scrutiny. Chapter 1 also includes two more topics that you might not have thought about. One is about law and a reminder that an action may not be ethical even though that action is legal. Law and ethics are often two different things. If you've not thought about it before, ask yourself why marijuana is legal in one state but illegal across the state line. And finally, Chapter 1 also discusses our personal and professional relationships with others and how the power we have in relationships will impact our duties and our ethical obligations. And that's it for Chapter 1. We'll see you next time as we continue Doing Ethics in Media.